What up, folks? This is your host, Anthony Negashea, here with Outfield Talk, otherwise known as Nico. Going to mix it up a little bit tonight. Mac Miller is a little busy, so it's just going to be me and Dev. We're not going to take the normal sports route that we usually do. We're going to save that for a little bit later on in the week when Mac's free to join us. So me and Dev are going to take a different approach. We're actually going to talk about something other that we like to follow. Closet nerds. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to nerd out on this episode. I think it'd be a good time. We're just hanging out, having a couple of drinks. I'm sipping on some rum. He's sipping on some, I mean, it might as well just be root beer, but what up, Dev?
Not your father's root beer first.
Yeah, not you. Ooh. Was that like 2%?
I think it's 6%.
Shit's gonna kill your gut.
Wow. I don't like it.
I loved it. I can only have like two of them before my stomach's like, this isn't soda. We're gonna
one at a time.
Evacuate.
Because I drink it like your soda too. It might as well be root beer.
Yeah. Too sweet. All right. Starting it off, Morbius trailer just dropped not too long ago. I think it dropped like a week ago. I'm honestly excited. I'm looking forward to this, especially with the tie-ins that come in. What do you think?
Am I excited? That's a hell of a question. Because who the fuck is Morbius? Yes, he's been along a long time. He has found his way to nudge himself in a lot of comics. But what does he do and what is his role? He's always side character, Morbius. He's always, let's get those guys out the way because Spider-Man needs another antagonist. Somebody who's about strong enough to do whatever he needs to do, but he's never really.
He's an anti-hero.
I'm saying, but he's never really been that guy.
No, he's just there like, hey, I'm going to fuck Spider-Man up or I'm going to help Spider-Man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's the, just they throw him in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, what's his name that they're going to throw in Guardians of the Galaxy? Adam Warlock. He's not like Adam Warlock. I'll take that back. Adam Warlock can fuck some shit up. I apologize.
Yeah, Adam Warlock can wield the Infinity Gauntlet, so you can go fuck yourself with that comment.
But really, I mean, because think about it. Adam Warlock doesn't get his ass thrown in a random-ass situation that they need a strong character who's strong enough to cause a problem but not weak enough to get ignored.
Well, they're bringing him in. You saw the cameo at the end, right? And this is where it ties into of, oh, shit, this could lead to something else. They're trying to do the Sinister Six thing.
They're trying to do the Sinister Six for the past fucking three series.
Yeah, but now you got Kevin Feige and Marvel backing you. It's just like, hey, Sony, we're going to make you a shit ton of money if you just let us, you know, fuck around with your studio a little bit.
Okay, so how long did they sign this next deal for?
Three movies. Tom Holland has three more movies with Marvel.
They got three more movies with Marvel. Marvel's taking up two of them. Can we agree to that?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because Spider-Man's, it's still in the MCU for this one and the next one. And then I'm pretty sure the third one, it'll probably be the Secret Wars storyline. That's all three. Right, so, one, yeah.
Right, two, so Secret Wars
three.
Secret Wars is coming. And they need Spider-Man for that. Absolutely. All right. They also, Spider-Man is the next Iron Man. He's the cat that he passed the gauntlet off to. So if you think he's not going to be in another movie before Secret Wars to build up anticipation, then you're going somewhere deep, my friend. I'll tell you that right now. He's definitely going to be in there, even if it's just a cameo, and I do believe that counts. So that means Sony has one movie to pull this shit off with, before they lose Kevin Feige. And we already know for a fact that movie is going to be Spider-Man trying to fight back his identity and throwing Mary Jane in the mix. And I'm very excited for that. For that movie, I'm excited. But Morbius, he's a side character getting the main movie. A side villain.
Okay, you're going to talk about side characters. Think about Guardians of the Galaxy. Everyone, me especially, I talked shit on that movie. I was like, who the fuck are these guys? Like, I've never heard of them before. It took me 2 years until I finally saw the movie, and I was like, oh shit, like, this is a really good-ass movie. Like, I love these characters. And now I'm like, hell yeah, like, can't wait for Volume 3.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, you're right. You're 100% right. Side-ass, winky-ass group, like the Fantastic Four, that somehow every single superhero on the MCU has been a part of at one time or another. I give you that. But that's the MCU's way of getting the galaxy into the mix without going godly like Thor. So with Thor, they tried to get into space, and it was too fucking fast. Guardians of the Galaxy, they're like, okay, we can take it to select planets that we need this place to go to and have a base of knowledge for when fucking the big guy, big purple monster comes in, and we have point of reference getting these damn stones. So that's what it is. I'm going to give you that. You're right. But they use them to display their plot and to continue their plan. And it also works because every superhero has been a part.
You just answered the question right there.
What is Morbius going to do?
Morbius is a side character who's establishing the plot for a future movie with the main character.
That's all he can do is bring in Blade.
That too. Shit, we might get a... I never thought about it. We might get a cameo from Blade.
But what else is he going to do? Who is he attached to?
Spider-Man. Sinister Six.
Spider-Man's already here.
I know. The Sinister Six storyline. They might sub out. They've already done Doc Ock.
Jared Leto?
I know, I don't like him either. I hated him as the Joker.
Come on.
Jared Leto's Joker can just rot in hell for all I care.
Look, you know the only reason why I gave Jared Leto's Joker a chance?
Because Margot Robbie's hot as Harley Quinn?
Yes. For me, when an actor digs in to a character and he tells people what he does and the crazy antics and shit like that, like, this dude was sending dead pigeons to Will Smith's house and shit like that. Like, he was on some wacko crazy shit.
Heath Ledger sat himself in the dark when he was in The Dark Knight.
He is crazy. But
he's dead.
I wanted to go to that length for a role. I wanted to give him a shot, and I wanted to see how his Joker character. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. I was more impressed with the winky Joker that you might see on Batman Beyond animated series.
Hell yeah, Mark Hamill's. The one that we all grew up with.
You know what I'm saying? So, you might see somebody wacky from a different universe, something like that, that Joker. That's feasible. But baby Lex Luthor Jr.? Come on, bro. Come on, bro. I'll take that over Lex Luthor Jr. any day of the week. And I'm glad the MCU's taking them because they have a no-compete with DC. That means we're not going to see Joker no more. Praise the Lord.
Even after the Joaquin Phoenix movie did so well?
I'm talking about Jared Leto Joker.
Oh, yeah. Fuck no. No one wants to see Jared Leto Joker anymore. Dude, the fans of DC even were like, what the fuck is this? The laugh wasn't right. I don't know why you got him tattooed up. Yeah. Ah. Nah, dude. It's
really got a tattoo on, right?
Hmm?
Joker has a full-ass dragon on his back.
No.
It's dope as fuck. It's a sick, red, evil-looking dragon.
Not my Joker. My Joker's pure.
Your Joker, buckle.
Mark Hamill Joker. Mark Hamill and Heath Ledger. That's the only Jokers I need. That's the only... I got my live-action Joker, and I got my cartoon Joker that I grew up with.
You gonna disrespect the Phoenix like this?
The Phoenix?
You gonna disrespect Joaquin Phoenix like this?
Bro, I still haven't seen it yet. I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in 1917. I'm going through the motions of watching my Academy Award movies right now with all the politics and stuff. Like, yeah, I bought the movie. I just haven't, like, popped it in. I haven't had the time from work to be like, hey, I got time to watch Joker.
All right. So
I've
this is not enough time for me to get your ass right now. I'm gonna disregard what you said and I'm gonna tell you this right here. As Joker goes, origin story, amazing, Oscar winning, beautiful, all of that, I love it. But however, the Joker I know, the Mark Hamill Joker I know, the comic book Joker I know, I cannot see Joaquin Phoenix's Joker do these feats.
Well, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker doesn't take the same path, as far as I know. Like, nobody, he doesn't start out as the Red Hood, and then...
That's made up.
Yeah, like, society... In the movie, as far as I know, it's society fucks him all up in the head. It's just... He's a failed comic, and then... Everyone treats him like shit, and he's like, well, why am I making people laugh if there's no joy in the world? You know?
We've never known. No, none of those Joker stories are confirmed.
I know, but I liked the OG. I like the OG stories. Like, from the start, he was a failed comedian. He took a job as they told him, hey, we need an actor. So he took the job, and they put him under the Red Hood, and then this led to Batman dumping him into the acid that turned him into the Joker. It fucked with his head, and now he's vying for revenge. Like, that's the Joker that I know. This whole, like, Joker being, hey, he's this way because society made him this way. Like, yes, I understand it. Like, and I think that's kind of the reason why I'm like, do I want to watch this or not? Like, I love Joaquin Phoenix. Don't get me wrong. I love Walk the Line. It's one of my favorite biopics besides Ray Rocketman. Rocketman was even super good. But yeah, it's just like, it's just the changing of the stories for me after being involved with the same story arc over and over again. Because even the movie Under the Red Hood, if you've ever seen that one, animated Batman movie, it was the same storyline. It followed that Joker's storyline, Under the Red Hood, or he took the mantle of the Red Hood and then took revenge that way. So it's just like, you're so used to seeing one thing, like, do you really want to see change?
But you're only so used to seeing this one thing because you've seen it one or two, maybe three different times. And every other Joker background you've seen is different.
Fair enough. Like, yeah, well, yeah, I agree. Because Heath Ledger's Joker, you didn't really get his backstory. We don't know for sure what his backstory was because the story changed every damn time.
Both. But all right, so here's the difference. Mark Hamill's Joker was the established Joker that we know and love.
Yes.
No rhyme or reason, but he didn't seem smart enough to outsmart Batman.
Yeah, fair enough.
Heath Ledger's Joker seemed smart enough to outsmart Batman, but not crazy enough
to follow through.
Exactly. And the Joaquin Phoenix is, I would put a smack dab in the middle, but not in a good way. Like, he don't seem crazy enough or smart enough, but it's a balance. You can tell there's some wit there. You can tell that he's intellectual. You can tell that he's crazy for no rhyme or reason.
Well, yeah, I've seen the part on YouTube where he blows Robert De Niro's head through the freaking window.
But it's like, okay, he did that, but he's not crazy. Like, he's crazy, but he's not crazy. Like,
I understand why he's doing what he's doing.
Like, if you can sympathize with him, that's what they try to make you do. They try to make you feel for the guy by the end of the movie. Or not the end of the movie, but the build-up until he goes off the rails. But for the majority of the movie, you're sympathizing with the guy. You're like, oh, damn, getting the dog shit beat on him. This happened. Damn. And he does the shit, and it's like, okay, I see why he did that. But this is just the intro. This is the intro before he goes completely 100% off the rails and manifests into the guy he is today.
Yeah.
But I don't see why Joaquin Phoenix could be the guy he is today. That's what I'm saying.
Hmm. Well, fuck, since we're on the topic, have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I've seen pieces. That's about the porn stuff, right?
Porn stuff? No. It's not porn.
It's with the bodyguards and they went to the sex house and shit.
Yeah, no.
It's not that one?
No, I think you're thinking of like Boogie Nights, which is an old 1970s movie.
No.
The porn stuff?
Remake.
I think you watched the bootleg version on Pornhub.
Shut your ass. it wasn't Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was another one, but
it was once
star for two guys, and they were like
Once Upon a Time in Boningwood on Pornhub Premium.
What's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood about?
It's Leonardo DiCaprio and it's Tarantino, his last film.
Oh yeah, say no more. I got to see it, huh?
Oh, see, I haven't seen it.
Mm-mm. I thought it was a different one.
Oh, now I can give you all this shit. Haven't seen no Joker ass fucking.
Nah. Brand new.
Once they came out at the same time, bitch.
You got me.
See, you can't preach to me if I can't preach to you.
You got me.
I'm going to take the Lord's advice and I'm going to turn the other cheek and wait till you see this movie so I can tear you apart.
So, have you finished all the anime, sir?
It depends which anime you're talking. You're talking to the ultimate Mexican otaku. I'm the Motaku, bitch.
Alright, let me get this out the way because I'm not going to say it later.
Mexatu. Mexatu sounds better. Beanatu. Or Beantu. Oh, you're talking to the expert Beantu.
I'm not gonna say it again. Nico was right. All right, he was right for the first time in my life ever.
Wait, which one? Oh, tell me which one are you talking about.
He told me. I told him Fire Force is the biggest piece of shit. He said, "How far are you?" I told him episode 3. He said, "Just keep watching. I promise you it's gonna get good, man. Just keep watching." No! Shit! Just keep watching, bro. I promise you, man. So I kept watching. And let me tell you folks, I still check every Saturday just to make sure the new season hasn't dropped yet. This is good. This is top of the line.
I fucking told you.
Good.
Shit goes off the rails, dude. It's for me, it was like One Piece. I was like, I'm gonna give it a shot. And like the first couple episodes, is like, I'm not feeling it. But once he's like rescuing, I'm drunk.
First Captain 8.
No, God, my God, I can't even think of his name right now. Green hair. The swordsman.
You talking about the stupid one?
Yes.
With blonde hair?
No, he's got green hair. He's got green fucking hair.
Green fucking hair.
The samurai swords, three sword style.
You talking about Zoro?
Time out. The Mexican couldn't even remember his name, Zorro.
The only Mexican name you will get in a Japanese show. The most popular one at that.
And my Mexican ass couldn't even fucking remember it.
That's great. Yeah, when he ran up Zorro, that's when shit did change.
Yeah, that was the same for me. It was like the first couple of, he's a pirate. He's gonna he's going to be king of the Pirates. And then, boom, it's like, oh, shit, he's got this badass on his team now. Like, I can't see where this is going to go. Yeah, Fire Force is the same way. Like, the first couple of episodes, there's animes that I set apart to where I'm, like, falling asleep to. Like, all right, I'm about to go to bed. Like, I'll turn this on for background noise. And, like, Fire Force for me was, like, one of those. And I always recap of what I missed the next morning. And so one of the nights where, like, shit started kicking in, like, I stay up the whole night. I was like, oh, my God. And like, oh, what the? I was like, no way. Like,
whatever story I ever talk about before, it just switched.
Yeah, because another anime that does that is Soul Eater, if you ever watch that one all the way through. Because that one, you start all three of the main characters. That's all their episodes, their backstories. So you're like, why am I here with this person? Why am I here with this person? And episode 4 hits, and they all meet fighting this one big bad. And you're like, oh, shit. Let's go.
One that did that was Dr. Stone. You been watching Dr. Stone?
I'm all the way caught up, man.
So when they were, one episode, he just found a village. I'm like, where did this win at? Did I skip some episodes? Like, where did these people come from?
There's the only two people.
Dude, they just completely, one episode is three people in the whole world. The next episode is a whole village, and the two people he was with just vanished. No rhyme or reason. They're gone now. You gotta live with that.
No, you watched the latest episode.
No, I see that they're back, but I'm telling you, as far as you know at that point, they're gone, and I don't got shit else to tell you. We might get back to them, we might not. Depending on how these ratings look. That's what I thought it was.
Nah, dude. Everyone's been giving that show a bunch of high praise. How about One Punch Man?
I love Dr. Stone, bro. That's the only show that without action that I watch like that.
Well, there's action.
Barely.
You don't get pumped up when they're building all the shit? We gotta add magnesium sulfate, and then once the cordium battery is this, then we can add the Elysium sulfoside.
Get excited, everyone.
Get excited. the one pet peeve I have on that show. It's a billion times certain.
A billion? Everything's a billion. I'm sure. I'm a billion times sure. He's a billion miles away right now. What's this? A billion everything, damn it? It's going to be a billion times hard. God damn! I tell you, dude. As soon as he said that, I was like, all right. He kept on using it.
No, yeah, like the first episodes, you're like, all right, he's a smart guy. He knows what numbers are. And then, like, later on, you're just like, he's doing it on purpose. Like, fuck this guy.
Bro.
I'm a billion times excited of what we're about to do. We're building a phone.
Things just got a billion times better. Get excited, everyone.
Now that they know where we are, it's a billion times more dangerous.
Got me off track, man. Back to Fire Force.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Dude, I told you.
Dude, never have I ever seen somebody ramp up to that level in 20 episodes. He had 3 upgrades in 20 episodes.
Yeah, fucking Luffy took fucking shit. The dub stopped at 500 episodes. He was only at what? Upgrade 3? Maybe 2 or 3? Now he's up at what? Like 5 or 6? 6 gear?
I'm not all the way caught up right now. I haven't gotten to Samurai Island yet.
Yeah, I know. Some black guy has been changing my Funimation account to have subtitles and everything I watch now. So I wonder who that is.
Swear to God, I got on the other day. And there was fucking Spanish subtitles on. I wonder what the fuck is this? We gotta get this out of here.
Hey, how do we... Touché, you got me. I just do it to fuck with you. new anime. And wait, One Punch Man.
Yeah, I haven't seen season 2 yet because I promised my brother I'd watch it with him. I'm about to say fuck him and watch it tonight. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, it won't be on Funimation, so don't mooch my account.
I have Hulu. Would you like it?
I have Hulu too. Would you like it?
Is it in English on Hulu yet?
Nah, I don't know.
Not watching it.
Nah, I have a site that you can watch it. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the site while I'm on air, but text me. I'll give you the details. All 12 episodes.
Does it have a kiss in it?
No.
No. Okay.
No. It's got a watch.
Watch.com. / One Piece / season /2. Is season
2
better than season 1?
Bro, honestly, it focuses on the villain more.
Really?
Yeah. But the villain has a really good backstory. Like, it'll be interesting to see it because the villain is really, really super strong. But, I mean, going up against Saitama, it's just like... Well, when you're given a hero like Saitama, you're just like, he's just going to punch him once or punch him in the dick like he did with the one guy and let him live and just like be humiliated. But this guy's like really strong. He's really driven. And like he almost gets his... I don't want to give it away. But the whole storyline is supervillain is trying to beat every... hero's ass. Genos is trying to get stronger, and Saitama is just fucking around doing what he does with like the number, I think, yeah, he's fucking around with the number 2 hero the whole time, and you find out who the number 2 hero really is, and what happens with Genos, how Genos turns out, and with all these upgrades and all that. And It's interesting, but like season 3 is gonna be pretty fucking hectic.
So it sounds to me like season 3 is gonna have to be outsmarting Saitama, like they do for Superman on some. I'm the big bad hero.
No.
In his clothes. You don't think so?
No. Once you watch the season, you understand. You'd be like, yeah, we're gonna have a fucking good ass showdown. It'll be as good as season 1, except. I'm pretty sure there'll be a couple. My idea is the bad guy's gonna actually like land a couple like actual hits on Saitama. No, he didn't. Saitama's just like, haha, boom. It was just one punch. I'm calling it now. Saitama's gonna make more than one punch. Either that or he's gonna be like super atomic 1,000,000 punch. I don't know. Like,
you know, he likes to pull his punches to have a good fight.
Yeah, I know. And I'm okay, so he'll pull his punches in the beginning and then realize like, oh fuck, this guy's like, he's actually putting damage on me. Like, I have to super 1,000,000 punch.
Have you seen the game?
The game? Darwin's game?
No, the One Punch Man game.
No, I haven't.
So this is the plot of the game. You got to choose one of the One Punch Man characters, and Saitama's coming from his apartment, and you got to hold the villain off long enough for Saitama to get there. I don't know who came up with that, but that's a great idea.
So, wait, you have to, you pick a character, and you're trying to hold Saitama off?
No, you're trying to hold the villain off until Saitama gets there from his apartment.
Oh, that sounds fun as shit.
And as soon as he gets there, it's just over.
Like that would be season two. But Saitama's busy fucking around with a number two hero.
I'm about to watch it tonight, bro.
But then, yeah, but once you find out who the number two hero is and what he's really like, you're just like, you'll laugh at it. Because you're just like, oh my god.
One Punch Man the funniest anime?
For me?
Yeah.
Ooh. God. Oh, man. Popular wise, probably. Like animes that people would know. Animes that people don't know, because I look back in the older stuff, like Spike Spiegel's voice, that voice actor. I looked into all of his old stuff. He actually has a really funny anime called Great Teacher Onizuka, which is really funny. Desert Punk was really funny. Trigun from the 90s, very funny. My Bride is a Mermaid, which is, it's one of, oh God, what's his name? Have you ever seen Fairy Tale?
Yeah.
Yeah, the main guy, Natsu, his name, his actor. It's one of his very first animes from back in the day. Very funny.
Your all-time is to be funny to One Punch?
One Punch to me is just, it's funny because it's just like they build up these villains to be like, oh, I'm gonna end the world, and you just have one guy who's just like, bam.
Dude,
nothing.
Whoever plays him is great at his voice, and whoever writes is excellent. Like the episode when he was fighting that dude in the cave or whatever, and with Genos. And he's like thinking, he's like, oh my God, today's Tuesday.
That means we missed the sale.
That means a week from today. I missed the sale. It's half off day at the supermarket. Come on, bro. That writing is really good. That writing is really good.
Fair enough. I do love the writing. The writing is really good. Season one was really funny. Season two gets a little bit more serious. There's laughs, but there's not as much as season one. Nothing's going to beat season one.
I mean, action is better. There's got to be some kind of trade-off.
Dude, Genos goes fucking hard.
Genos is great in season one, too.
Genos goes fucking hard in season two. But let's move on. I could talk One Punch Man all day. Okay, we talked about the comedy standpoint. Let's go to something more darker. I'm just going to name... Did you ever watch Promised Neverland like I told you to?
No. I switched out for Brotherhood.
Wait, Brotherhood?
Full Metal Alchemist.
Ooh. Oh, you finally watched that for the first time, huh?
I told you I was going to give it another chance.
Did you watch it all the way through this time or no?
No, I didn't.
All right. Fuck you, Tim. Next anime. What about, we want to go dark. What did I have? I had Promised Neverland. I had, new animes. ID Invaded. Have you tried that one out?
I saw you watching that shit. Usually I'll let you watch it and see how far you get.
No, it's a current series.
What's it about?
So ID Invaded, it's a futuristic type of show. Basically, it's like the future of law enforcement. If like you've ever seen Psycho Pass or something like that. Mm-hmm. So you have this cop who's the only way you're allowed to do this kind of police work is if you've been through like a serious trauma or committed like a murder. So this cop saw his, saw his daughter murdered. And so he's allowed to enter in through like criminals' minds or victims or criminals or victims' minds to see like what they saw and who they saw and try and figure out the murder.
Process,
and the way that it starts out is he starts out in this virtual world and he's like, what the fuck, who am I? And then once he sees like his dead sister or dead daughter, because he saw her get murdered, he remembers, he's like, okay, this is who I am, I'm a detective, I'm here to do a job, let's go get this bastard kind of deal. And yeah, that's basically the story so far. It hasn't branched off anything in that. Well, like what?
5 episodes in?
I think it's on like episode. Yeah, it's on episode 3. I don't watch subs. I watch dubs. I like the dub actors.
Yeah, it depends for me. If I start something with dub, then I'll continue with dub. But if I start with subs, I feel like if I switch over to dub, like I feel like sub actors are the best actors in the world. The energy that they give in dialogue and like it's the main dialogue, so whatever they're saying, they exert it to whatever it's supposed to be. And I just feel like they try harder. I'm not gonna lie. I feel like they try harder and they exert more energy, so I love it. But I'm a lazy fucker, and you know it. So if I can listen to dub, I'll do that. Secondly, I'm going to watch it when it gets to enough episodes I can binge, because I don't like waiting on episodes. And Lemillion had me in tears the other day.
Oh, don't even.
Lemillion had me in tears. When when he kicked through that fucker's hand.
For those who don't know, Dev's talking about My Hero Academia, one of the most popular animes going right now.
Yeah. Dude, I'm thinking, what the fuck is Lemillion gonna do? Obviously, he's good. What? He's gonna catch up to him, and what is he gonna do? Like, you know, you thought this, bro. And when he got to that fucker, and he tore him a new one, he had him running. He had him running. I said, okay, we got something here. Now I just got a question for you.
What?
If he can phase through shit, he saves the girl. He couldn't phase.
Yeah, you just answered your own question, didn't you? You were going to ask me, why didn't he phase? Yeah, it's because Aerie was right behind him.
Fuck.
And he couldn't, he couldn't get rid of Aerie's power.
Did you see 100% Deku?
Oh, did I see 100% Deku? Did Gohan beat Cell's ass?
Alright, so this is my question. Do you think that they're going to allow Deku to go on the path of truly discovering One For All, as in learning new powers, learning new abilities, and taking them on? Or is he just going to be a strong, fast fucker?
Yes, but here's my take on it. Aerie's power, this whole series arc is Deku finding himself as a hero, who he's going to be, what powers he has, and All Might dying.
Right.
Aerie's power is the power to rewind. My take is they're going to train Aerie to control her powers. She's going to rewind to the point where All Might didn't have his accident with One For All. And then I think they're just going to team up. I think All Might is going to be back on top and Deku will be a sidekick. But that's just me. I mean, I don't read the mangas, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to do remember when the MCU had Paul Rudd go from old man, old geezer to baby?
Yeah.
Do you think that Ari's going to perform a rewind on All Might's body?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Back in time, she's going to put him there.
Yeah, it's like, I think she's going to put it before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
To where he couldn't use One For All. One For All for...
All Might explored all his powers?
Yeah, he used them all. The only thing he can do now is change himself back into actual All Might.
Did they say he had more powers? Or was he just a strong fast fucker who can grow muscles?
Well, we don't know what One For All has. We don't know what the powers are.
But everybody that knows them, there's only two people who didn't have powers. That means there has to be a fuckload of powers in that shit.
I know, but the only ones that we've seen is Flight, because the dispersion of air, that's just from All Might and Deku punching through the air, as we saw in 100% Deku. Mm-hmm. And then Super Strength and Super Speed. Like, we haven't seen, like, if there's anything else that's, like, hidden deep.
Like, if these fuckers can teleport and... Like, what are they going to do? All like crazy shit, bro.
Low-key, League of Villains got some shit to fight with. Dude, especially... The girl's got Deku's blood. She can disguise herself as Deku. Like, we already saw how it fucked them up. Like, yeah, it led them to the bad guy, but it's just, like, what's to say that they don't use that later on? It's, like, either Deku seduces Uraraka when it's not really Deku and leads her to a trap and causes Deku to fall into a trap because he's chasing Uraraka kind of deal.
That's tough, man.
Like I said, dude, I don't read the manga, and the manga's always ahead. The anime always follows the manga. Mm-hmm. It's more fun to come up with situations this way.
It is, bro. So I'm telling you, I don't even want a whole fuckload of powers. Just let him find two or three good ones. That's all I'm asking.
He's got strength and super speed.
Two or three new powers, huh?
He's got strength, super speed, and he can fly.
Let some smoke come out of his ass. Something. Anything. Just give him something else. You telling me he has a fuck ton of powers? He can't magically, accidentally come up on some kind of telekinesis or teleportation or fire, a spark, something?
No, he's based off of Superman. Well, All Might's character is based off of Superman, but the same powers, yeah.
All Might doesn't have deep vision.
But no, that's why All Might looks American. That's why All Might's an American superhero now that I think about it. You're fucking lying, you bitch.
Alright.
Fuck you, no.
That's all they can do. The level up is forever just gonna be trying to get to a point where he can transform his body to get stronger. So he can use 100%.
You know who I fuck with? Kirishima. Red Riot, baby. That episode.
Proves himself.
That hit me here.
He got the dog. Do you think Lemillion deserves all for one?
I don't think his power, his powers would be added on to it.
Yeah.
Lemillion with One For All would be badass as fuck. Because you couldn't...
You would have got to the girl and the girl was fucking flat running through the wall.
Yeah, and then you wouldn't be able to touch him. You'd just be like, zoom, boom.
Like,
You can't build a story on that. Even though we have Superman who can't die besides a rock.
It would be OP, but damn! Story! That's a good story. I'm trying to tell you. Man. Alright, so let's go back to Fire Force. What did you think? First off, because I gotta go back, so I gotta say this. When the devil himself said, call me. I'm gonna slap the bitch. I'm gonna slap a bitch into some sense, man. What did he say? I'm gonna slap a bitch into some sense, man. Yes, sir. That's what I fell in love with the show right there. That's when the show got all of my attention.
Are you guys asking what I think of that moment?
Everything from that point on was icy. I promise you.
Dude, any of his man moments were fucking amazing.
And then the knight in shining armor. What's his name? The blonde dude with the plasma sword?
Arthur.
Arthur. King Arthur, motherfucking yeah. Knight or whatever. His dumbass, when he was using his left hand to fight.
No. When they built him the donkey. And he thought it was a horse. It was on his dick. Me and my noble steed. That's just a metal donkey on your dick. What?
My loyal. Bro, that show is really good. It's really good. They had this dude using his left hand. Why am I so weak? I don't understand. He said, oh, I've been using my left hand this whole time. I'm not left-handed. His hands got to whoop in their ass.
You made fucking rum come out of my nose, you asshole.
Yo. And the way applause for me.
Whew, I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you. I thank you for telling me to go back to it.
It's just a slow anime that you gotta bare your teeth to and follow through.
Dude, that's where I'm at with fucking One Piece, dude. I hit the wall again. I hit another wall.
Yeah, but you watch the subs.
Dude, I have to have no choice.
I know. Same with me. I'm at episode 5 something. And you're at like 8 something. Maybe 9.
I'm at the point where every other episode, I'm checking the filler list. Like, can I skip 20, please?
Bro, that's how it was with Bleach.
I got it in my head. I'm not watching Bleach anymore.
Like, I loved Bleach. Like, I'm really big into supernatural shit, so it was just like, troubled teenage youth fights ghosts as he gets supernatural powers. Like, I'm in. And then first episode lures you in right away. And then, like, once he gets to, like, season 3 or 4, when they're, like, trying to go back to the spirit world, it's just like, do I really need to fucking watch this? Like, I don't need to see the teddy bear going on his daily adventures by himself. Like, what's important that I need to watch? And that's what I ended up doing. I was like, okay, I need to watch this episode. And then finally they were like, hey, you need to watch this first because it explains like why this guy's the bad guy first. So like, cool, but that's like all fillers, so I already know that Aizen's the bad guy, so fuck that whole season. Like, season 5, get the fuck out of here. But, like, that's how I am with Dragon Ball, too. Like,
Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super. Explain yourself.
Like, literally any Dragon Ball. I'm there for the fights.
Did you see Super?
No, you know me.
Alright.
I told you. Dragon Ball Z is the most repetitive story plot line in the history of anything. Movies, TV. No. They did not change it. Oh, Goku lost and the other guys won. No, it's always and always will be the main character that they're focused on in Dragon Ball loses. Then what happens next? Oh, I lost. I must get stronger. Goes, trains for a whole season with the occasional like side fights and all this. Like, makes you feel like it's somewhat of a major threat, but it's not. Then he gets strong enough and he's like, hey, motherfucker, I'm ready. Fight me. Or someone dies that makes him go, hey, you killed my friend. Prepare to die. Yeah.
You know, a power of seven. No, they changed it. I'm trying to tell you. In Super, let me tell you the three. I got 3 points for you and I'm gone. Fucko. Point one, you no longer have to wait longer than 10 minutes for a fight to break off. If they fight in that episode, they fight in that episode.
Yeah, they're in a fucking tournament.
Dude, it's a long season. It's longer than you think it is.
It's not one season. It's more than one season.
But it's long as shit. It's one collective. It's long. Alright? You no longer have to wait episodes for a fight. They get straight to it.
The Cell Saga was 3 seasons. That's a collective.
Point two.
My point was better, but okay.
The only thing they keeping out of what you just said is Goku can't lose. Alright? It's no more losing, going back to training, and going back to the fight. It's
Goku does lose.
He just don't lose no more.
That's Goku loses to Jiren.
Huh?
Goku loses to Jiren.
Did you watch the fight?
Or the purple fuck?
It's Jiren.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you watch the fight?
Yeah, on YouTube. He lost.
You seen him go Ultra Instinct on his ass?
There might have been like a second fight, maybe. Might have been part two of the video that I didn't bother clicking, but...
Yeah. Your motherfucking eyes open, bucko. That's a long season. Anywho, point two, Goku can't lose. Point three, Toriyama has learned. It's no more fillers. It's 8 fillers. It's 10. It's 10 fillers in the whole motherfucking collective, all right? But you could just skip those.
But the Dragon Ball Z fillers were fun, at least. Like, I enjoyed them. Like, Naruto, I didn't enjoy it.
No,
Bleach, didn't enjoy the fillers there. Like, Naruto had filler season, and so did Bleach. It's just like, why do I need 12 episodes of wasting my time when I want to know, like, hey, is he going to kick the shit out of the bad guy, or like...
But at least in Naruto, you knew, like, when they did them 12 episodes of fillers, that episode they got back to it looked beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow.
Yeah.
A movie?
like Fairy Tale had fillers too, but it wasn't, like, extreme. And, like, most of the fillers stuck to the plot. It was just like, oh, this guy's associated with Xerath, and then eventually, like, when they were at the end of the season, they're like, oh shit, remember this guy back in the end? And then, oh yeah, this is how this incorporates here.
Should I watch SAO season 2 and above?
No, because it's not dubbed. I've watched season 1 and season 2. I love SAO.
They brought back another one on Netflix, right?
It's a
brand
new
one that just came out.
Alicization.
Is it good?
It's subbed, so I couldn't tell you.
Just put it in your Spanish subtitles and call it a day.
You get your goddamn subtitles off my goddamn account. I'm sick and tired of waking up in the morning and putting a show on. And hey, someone put the subtitles on again last night.
The only reason I got subtitles on for One Piece. That's the only reason. That's the only sub show I watch. That's because I have to. Like you said, you go to bed and cut it on in the background. That's what I do because I know I got to get these bullshit episodes out the way. One way or another.
Yeah, but I go to bed an hour later than you do. So you're like, so when I'm going to bed with my unsubtitled show, you're, meanwhile, while I'm passed out, putting the subtitles on.
Let me tell you something. You need to get your own account, bucko.
Bitch, you're on my account.
Now when I go change the password.
It's a pretty cool password. Hang on real quick. Before we end this shit, did you ever finish Space Dandy?
No. Mm-mm. I'm dragging Space Dandy and Beep Bop out for at least 10 more years. I'm watching the episode on my birthday, and that's it.
Híjole, la chingada, pinche pendejo, negrito.
Now, all my niggas that speak fucking Spanish don't know what you just said. You know what that means? Pity, pity, bang, bang, motherfucker. That's what that means. Glock, glock to your head. Where you at?
Where am I at?
Yeah. Pita puto, where you at?
I'm on the corner of Bangtown and your mama's house.
Nah. They don't understand the situation that we have going on. I call him a bitch 32 times a day for everybody that's listening. So that's nothing what he just said. And if you don't speak Spanish, don't look it up. Anywho. Anywho. Are you excited about Adam Warlock? Let's go full circle.
You didn't answer my question. Oh, yeah. You haven't finished Space Dandy because you want to stretch it out.
Yes, it's not, they're not making any more episodes.
You fucking puss.
Fuck you. Are you excited about Adam Warlock and what he brings to the table? Do you understand what he brings to the table?
Yeah, I understand what he brings to the table. He can wield the fucking Infinity Gauntlet. He's one of the strongest Marvel characters.
Yes.
He's also a hero and a villain.
Mm-hmm. Some will call him an anti-hero. Like Dr. Doom, who they're seeing soon to bring in.
We'll see what they do with the Fantastic Four. I'm more interested in the X-Men, how they're going to bring them in.
I don't know, bro. They're not focusing on... Okay, so this, here's the 2 points. They're not focusing on Wolverine no more, which is okay, but I love me some Wolverine. Second, it's a different X-Men than when they had back in the day.
But Kevin Feige's been meeting with Ryan Reynolds, so... I know we'll have Deadpool pop up somewhere here. I don't know if it'll be an MCU staple or if they'll use Deadpool's newest movie to introduce the X-Men, since he's got the mansion and everything. Maybe finally we'll get that whole, like, Deadpool walks into the mansion and sees, like, everybody, and that's how we get introduced, you know? But
I hope that they just dive in. Because, like I said earlier, it's a different X-Men. Cyclops is now on a mega-level movie. So is Iceman. So is...
I just don't want another origin movie with the X-Men.
No more.
They have to do it how they do with Spider-Man. It's just, hey, we know who this guy is. They're going to recruit him to fight this bad guy. Boom. That's it. Everyone knows who they are. Just let us fall in love. Let us just see if we like the actors that are playing the X-Men.
Yep.
And then leave it at that. We don't need to know, like, Wolverine has no memory. And
yeah. Facts. There's too much backstory.
Yeah.
I'm okay with not knowing a little bit. All right? Just let my strong, brand-new Omega-level mutants get there in at least 3 movies. Please, X-Men. I need to see Iceman make a golem. I want to see him create life and send it to some villains. I want to see my man Cyclops create a portal from a different universe and bounce it off and make them all different sizes and shapes and maybe even through his belly like his brother. Come on, give me something. Because this is the same damn X-Men we've been seeing, and the comics have changed it 100% up, and they're trying to keep that old washed up bullshit. I don't want to see it no more. Give me the new shit.
Fair enough.
Fair enough?
I'm just smiling because you're rooting for white heroes, but...
Fuck you. Thor is a woman now. You okay with that?
No.
So is Iron Man.
Oh, that one I can agree with because his daughter does take the mantle.
She's black.
She's not black.
Yes, she is.
Captain America is black now. Iron Man ain't gonna be black. It's gonna be his white daughter. It's gonna be Morgan.
After Cassie, little lad. Is that her name? Is that Iron Man baby name? Cassie?
No, Morgan.
Morgan. After Morgan dropped the ball, a mixed bitch come in and take up the mantle.
Yeah, well,
she wrecking shit.
Right now, it's going to be Morgan. All you got is Captain America. You got Captain This Is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Won't catch you. Sorry.
They're making a Miles Morales movie.
They already made a Miles Morales movie. They're making a live one?
Yes.
I'm down. Is it Marvel or is it Sony?
Coming in 10 years.
Oh, well, then I'm going to be dead. So, cheers.
Her name is Ironheart. Her name is Riri Williams.
Yeah, she's like the new comic that just came out.
Didn't I just tell you that?
Yeah.
Don't listen. That's your problem.
No, you're on Google. That's your problem.
This is an African-American female.
Okay, I'm going to...
What Mexican superheroes took the mantle?
Miles Morales.
He's black.
He's half Mexican, bitch.
That don't count. They just threw both of us a bone right there. I don't want to hear that.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. You can't get offended.
Right.
How do you feel that they're making all these superheroes black? Or ethnic? I'll just say ethnic. I'll just throw ethnicity. Okay. All the OG superheroes are now have to be like PC, diverse. That's why you get this whole dimension shit.
This is how I feel. I'm going to start this off with I love everybody, so don't get offended.
I know. I love you, too. You're my big black teddy bear.
There is a select group of people who have shown their fierce side and shown how much power they have when they come together, okay? I'm going to say that first and foremost. I think that these industries are now realizing that when people come together and start to make a change, shit happens and not for the better. So they're just throwing bones, trying to get people happy, trying to make feminists happy, trying to make minorities happy, and doing it more so on the point to make them happy and not to make good comics.
But you have these successes sometimes. You have the occasional hit and miss. Like, Miles Morales. I love Miles Morales. I like the storyline. I like the character. And that's one of the branches off that you're talking about. Is, hey, we have a black and Hispanic Spider-Man. Take, you like him? Hey. If not, you have Peter Parker still. But like a lot of people like Miles Morales. But it just seems like everyone wants this whole, like, this character has to be this race, this character has to be gay, this character, obviously this character's been gay as you can see in all these comics and all the storylines, and we want these storylines now. It kind of takes away from the art, like you were saying, because it's just like the artists are like, okay, this is what the people want these days, so we're going to make it this way. But then you have like the OG fans who are like, where the fuck's my storylines now? Like, my storyline just, it's going to end while Peter Parker's banging Colossus?
Yeah,
You know?
I'm saying, like, if it's a character who just so happens to be gay and it makes interesting story, great. Run with it. Keep it going. But the fact that out of our five are female,
Yeah, like, it's just...
something going on. It's not a coincidence.
Like, you saw it in the movie, like, all the females had their moment. It was, don't worry, she's not alone. And then they all drop down, and you're like, oh, shit.
And,
like, and then, but it's just, in the back of your head, it's just like, okay, you had to throw that moment in, though, just so, like, the girls could have their moment, you know? And I don't know. It's a complicated world we live in nowadays. I argue with it. I argue with you about it every single day. Like,
Black Widow is not beating up no damn Jin Turin. It's not gonna happen.
Jin Turin?
Is that what them called? What's them aliens from the first Avengers movie?
Jatari.
And she's not beating up none of the Jin Turin, Jatari, Atari, none of them. She's not touching them. It's not gonna happen. I'm sorry. I don't know who needs to hear this. It's a stretch for Hawkeye.
I'm trying to remember which Avengers they were saying were gay with each other, but I don't remember. Oh, it's I'm pretty sure it's Hawkeye and Winter Soldier. like why do you need that? For one, Winter Soldier is not even supposed to be a good guy. First of all, he's an anti-hero due to his brainwashedness and all that. But
Captain America in the comic books.
What's up?
Huh?
Wait, what?
He became Captain America for a good week.
Yeah, and so did Falcon. They both took the mantle of Captain America, but they decided to take Falcon as taking the mantle.
Yeah. But that's more understandable that he's taking this path sooner than later. Just because they want to speed up the process or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, but real question. Talking about all this, how would you feel if, like, they all of a sudden made Black Panther a white guy?
I'd be pissed.
Right? It's just like, that's not, yeah. See?
but at the same token, I'm not rooting for a Black Iron Man.
No, I know. I'll put it to you that, because they changed the storylines when they changed the characters' races and stuff. Okay, so Black Panther, Africa, Wakanda, obviously. Okay, so I'm gonna make a white Black Panther who's in South Africa. He's based out of South Africa. You get me? Like,
no, it just doesn't fit.
Exactly. But that's
an African country with all the best shit. No.
But
Luke Cage before him?
No, Black Panther was the first one. He was controversial.
Don't touch him. Leave him alone. And they know they ain't not gonna touch him. But yeah, and I feel the same for all these superheroes. Like, making fucking... What's the Disney character that they're turning gay now? No. Fucking Little Mermaid.
Oh, Frozen. No, it's Frozen.
No, Frozen, old girl's gay.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid is a Black girl now.
Yeah, it's a Black girl now. Because it's the part of the world where that would happen.
That makes sense. Oh, the fucking crab did have the Jamaican under the sea.
Yeah. That's the only reason why. It's because of the accents in the movie, she has to be this color.
Yeah, that was some bullshit in the beginning. You
show me a Black girl with natural red hair, and then I'll let you have it.
It happens. No, don't do that. It happens.
Like it happens. red hair. I'm talking like crayon red.
We have albinos.
That's just white.
But yeah, Ariel should have never been white in the first place. That's one thing. But without them being in that select location, they should have made her white.
You think about when these movies were made, though, dude. Little Mermaid was made in, like, the 50s or 60s. Segregation was a big thing back then. Yeah, it's predominantly... Back then, movies predominantly... It was predominantly white, like...
But they shouldn't have made the setting in Jamaica. Put that shit in fucking...
I don't think the setting's in Jamaica. I think it's just because, oh, Sebastian's a Jamaican crab. Like, this is why, you know?
Mm-hmm. Either way, either leave Sebastian Jamaican and not everybody else, or take them all out of Jamaica or the Caribbean. My bad for keep using Jamaica. Out of the Caribbean and leave the bitch white. We don't care that much. We want our own. We don't need to take y'all's and overtake y'all. Not yours, because Mexicans don't have shit. But
well, we got cocoa, bitch.
We don't need to overtake what was already created. We can create our own shit and have it thrive.
Yeah, you got Princess and the Frog. Great film.
Great film.
I love it.
Great. Out of St. Louis, showed the culture.
St. Louis, you dumb motherfucker.
Wasn't it during
It's Louisiana. Yeah, that's Louisiana, you dumb shit. That's fucking.
My father's root beer.
That's not your father's root beer.
No, it's not your father's root beer, stupid.
I'm not even gonna say the joke. I've said one mean joke to you already tonight. I don't wanna say it. This one, so
that one out.
Hey. The other people didn't hear it. I said that joke before we were recording. Don't make me embarrass you in front of my viewers.
Right.
I can't say this joke. I have a job to uphold.
Right. So, do you like the direction that the MCU is going in, or do you think that this too shall fall?
I mean, it's going to be hard building up with the lack of heroes, because it's guaranteed that Thor is gone. Chris Hemsworth is gone. We're going to have to deal with Natalie Portman's Thor.
I don't know about that. We don't know about that.
I guarantee it. I think Chris Hemsworth's done. He might pop in for a cameo in the big movie at the end of it all. What?
You know her story, right?
Yeah.
So her character was very short-lived.
Yeah, but like I said, with today's culture, we have to make everybody happy. So I think we won't see Chris Hemsworth until like the big movie at the end, which I'm hoping is Secret Wars.
Definitely Secret Wars.
Yeah. Sam Jackson will still be around as Nick Fury. We saw that he's still in outer space. It's just hard to build it with the resume of characters that they have right now. Because, like I said, Thor's out. Captain America's out. Iron Man's out. All you really have right now for big names is Spider-Man and the crowd favorite Guardians of the Galaxy.
They're bringing in, oh boy.
Well, yeah, they're bringing in Fantastic Four, they're bringing in Shang-Chi. We still have Doctor Strange.
Blade's
coming into the picture, but like,
what's the dude's name with the helmet? He flies real fast in the blue suit.
Blue suit.
With the three gold dots on his chest.
Nova.
They're bringing in Nova too.
Yeah, that'll probably be Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3, where we get introduced to him, since he'll be the last survivor of, well, Planet Nova. But yeah, it's gonna be difficult bringing up all these B-list characters for a big screen movie. I mean,
We might not get that again, dude. We already got Infinity War.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but no, we'll see Secret Wars. But I mean, if it's
gonna be the big cast star-studded event that we once saw.
I mean, you never know. Like, if the Secret Wars story takes as long as 10 years, who knows? Maybe. I mean, dude, Disney's got the money. They could just be like, hey, we'll give you $5 million to show up for a battle scene or two. And that'd be fun to see. Secret Wars, just, like, because it's... No, that was a different storyline. God, I wish Josh was on here. We're going to have Josh later on these episodes talking about this, because he's got a comic book page. But, just for, like, a split second, even if it's just, like, we get Chris Evans, Captain America on screen for Secret Wars fighting against the Skrulls at the end of the movie kind of deal. Where it's just like, oh, we need everybody. Let's call so-and-so. Like, I'm pretty sure we could see that happen, but as of right now, I'm interested to see where it's gonna go. Like, I'm mostly just pumped for Spider-Man right now.
Yeah, you know my biggest disappointment was. They allowed us to look at Worldbreaker Hulk in his eyes as he died. They took us to Planet Hulk as Hulk was building up the ranks, and they didn't finish the fucking story. Do you think they can send Hulk back to Planet Hulk and have him come back? You think that there might be a chance for Hulk to get his own movie or something like that? Or you think Worldbreaker Hulk is gone forever? He was definitely there. He was on the ship.
I think Hulk's out of the picture. I think he's another Avenger that's out of the picture. I think all the OGs are out. I think they're just going to be like special appearances in like the big movies, in my opinion.
Like, Wolverine Hulk into a bitch.
I see this as an absolute win.
What?
I'm just kidding.
You didn't want to see the Hulk take a step and destroy the whole United States?
I wanted to see the Hulk beat the shit out of Thanos, but that didn't happen.
That's never going to happen.
Fucking bent him over his knee and pulled out the belt.
Whooped his ass. Hulk didn't want to see Thanos ever again.
No!
You know what they could have been? I'm going to take a time machine and I'm going to take this script to them. For Thor Ragnarok, what they should have did was allowed Hulk to live his happy life, have some kids, have a wife, and have that bitch be Planet Hulk by the time Thor got there. Say it was 10 years, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, but knowing the Hulk, you know what he would have said?
What?
Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids, exactly. He would have jumped his happy ass back to Earth like he did before. Let that fight break out. You could do this in a movie, in Thor Ragnarok. Let that fight break out.
Bang Black Widow.
Huh?
He would have banged Black Widow, made some super babies.
Made some super duper babies. Doctor Strange, teleport this nigga to a desolate location, right? And then that's the time Hulk has to become Smart Hulk for Infinity Wars.
No.
You don't like that?
I do.
It's the best of both worlds.
I like your idea.
This is one plot hole.
What?
In that scenario, I don't think what's Thor's planet called?
Fucking Asgard.
Yeah, the Asgardians wouldn't have made it.
No.
But they died They died on motherfucking old boy ship anyway. Or a lot of them did.
Yep.
They could have made New Asgard another time.
Ooh.
New Asgard was ass. Only thing New Asgard brought us was Fat Thor. That's it.
Which is amazing.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. When he had the braided beard, he needs business. But damn, why couldn't have got one Breaker Hulk at least a tape?
I'm sorry. Do you like Hulk? You seem like you like Hulk.
I like Hulk longer, sir. I don't think they're going to get rid of Hulk, bro.
Nah. Well, we'll see. Bro, we've been talking for an hour and a half.
They're bringing in Red Hulk.
No.
They've been building up for Red Hulk since the first Hulk movie.
No.
Disney don't do that shit on accident. It's been the same one for every movie.
It hasn't been Disney since the beginning.
But they kept him in it.
You talking about Thunderbolt Ross?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Give me Red Hulk. If you're going to get rid of regular Hulk, give me Red Hulk.
If you give me Red Hulk, then I want Alfred Molina coming back as Dr. Octopus for the Sinister Six with Spider-Man, since J. Jonah Jameson is still played by J.K. Simmons.
He was the best one, and probably the best one we're going to get.
And I want William Dafoe as Green Goblin, so.
No, not going to happen.
Why not?
It's not going to happen.
It should.
William Dafoe wasn't even a good Green Goblin.
You shut your whore mouth.
He wasn't. He was a great Green Goblin for Tobey Maguire, and that's back in 2008. But for the real Green Goblin, think about it. Green Goblin is just about as twisted as a Joker.
What you want, Jared Leto?
No, don't do that. Mark Hamill.
Too old.
Hey, dude, those are some twisted fuckers.
William Dafoe was a good ass Green Goblin.
He was a great Green Goblin, but as far as Green Goblin goes, he wasn't.
You just said he was a great Green Goblin.
For acting, not comics.
I'm talking about movies.
Me too, but in this new MCU, they do a little bit of both. They bring in a comic world into it. You go watch an MCU movie and say, hey, I know what's going to happen. I've seen this before.
Yeah, you do realize that we're going to be ended up with the bald guy with the glasses as Mysterio, right? After the last Spider-Man? It's not Jake Gyllenhaal. It's going to be the bald guy. The second in command.
All that shit?
Yeah. It's going to be him.
He's coming back?
Yeah, he took all the information. It's gonna be him. He's gonna be the new Mysterio for the Sinister Six. That's another Sinister Six character. We have Vulture, we got Mysterio, we got, well, if they bring back Doc Ock, and we got Doc Ock.
The Lizard. Damn Lizard. I don't want to see a movie of Lizard.
No, Lizard wasn't in it, but Kraven is getting his own movie. He's part of the Sinister Six.
My fucking favorite. I like Kraven almost as much as I like Taskmaster.
Just a rich white dude trying to kill people.
Trying to kill people and great at it. He killed Spider-Man.
Second Amendment, baby.
He killed Spider-Man, boy. I like it.
Bitch, all Spider-Man's characters have killed Spider-Man.
Dude, I swear as a kid I read a fucking comic where Sinister Six just beat the dog shit out of Spider-Man.
Nah. Yeah, I know which comic you're talking about. It's the one, it's the comic that's based off of the game on the PlayStation.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Oh shit, Electro's the other one.
Electro was in the Sinister Six?
Yeah, but I don't like Jamie Foxx. I didn't like Jamie Foxx's Electro.
Oh, you said Electro. I thought you said Electro. Yeah, Electro.
Yeah, man. No, I didn't like his Electro.
It was different. It was different.
It wasn't the Foreigner thing.
No.
He didn't have the...
Because he was crazy.
Yeah.
He was proud to be Electro.
Yeah.
And Electro didn't learn how to get into TVs and computers and shit until late.
Yeah, like the storyline was cool and everything, like the super fan and then got shunned and he was just like, fuck you, Spider-Man. Alright, I can vibe with it, but I seeing Jamie Foxx being a villain just doesn't work for me.
Did you like how they did Rhino?
It's fucking Django. Wait, what?
Did you like how they did Rhino?
No, not Paul Giamatti. Yeah.
I'm talking about the mech suit.
Yeah, that's Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, I know who's in it, but I'm saying, like, did you like the mech suit, or would you prefer the actual Rhino
suit? I'd prefer a mech suit that didn't look like that. You know? Like him, like, with the capsule coming over his head, and it was the face of the Rhino.
Yeah.
I'd kind of just like a robotic suit with like a horn on the top kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't need like the whole like it's a 20 or 10 foot tall robot that you fit in. I want it to be like an actual like Iron Man kind of bodysuit with like a horn on the top kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel that. Because yeah, I always wonder how Rhino lived everyday life.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga live in the sewer? like, how does he survive? Like, I know this nigga not just going to pizza. You feel me? Who up? Is that it? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, Rhino, Electro, Doc Ock. Green Goblin's not in it. It's Rhino, Rhino, Electro. Mysterio's not even in Sinister Six, now that I think about it. I'm going to have to look this shit up. Kraven, yeah. Oh my god, I can't even... Oh wait, Mysterio, yeah, okay. So it's Sandman, Mysterio, Doc Ock, Electro, Hobgoblin, not Green Goblin,
Hobgoblin,
and Vulture.
And Vulture. Vulture was good. I love Sandman. That's the only part of Spider-Man 2 I enjoyed.
Yeah, they're venomous. Venom was cool to see as a little kid, but once you got older, you're like, Tobey Maguire was a shit Venom.
Yeah, but he was the best part of Spider-Man 3. It got him right. They could bring him back, too.
He was pretty good.
Was he the first villain that we sympathized with?
For Marvel? Yeah, probably back then.
It was beautiful. He was really good. How you feel about Dwayne Johnson and Shazam?
I think he'll be a good Black Adam.
I think so.
I'm really curious to see Dwayne Johnson as... Well, no, we've seen The Rock as a bad guy before in Doom, but that was like his early acting career. I'm pretty sure that The Rock's come a long way. I'm pretty sure he's going to be able to play like a good... bad guy compared to, well, with the actor that he's playing against, Zach Levy. I think it'll be a good combination.
Black Adam has always been that guy, just that you don't want to fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Like, and he took on him and Superman at the same time.
Yeah.
And Superman's impervious to magic.
Yeah, fucking Superman's so good.
Bro, but think about that. 2-on-1, and he had a hand tied behind his back. That's all I'm saying. Can Dwayne The Rock Johnson give you that feeling that he can do that?
Of course.
Okay.
It's the fucking Rock, dude.
I love Rock.
Yeah. Rude. Yeah. It's the fucking...
Got a solution for the day.
What?
Hmm?
You just what?
I said we just had sushi the other day.
You shut your mouth.
You don't think I know him like that?
You probably do. You got a lot of connections.
I'm trying to tell you.
How about the podcast, but you're selfish.
I don't want to do a podcast with you. I already asked.
Dude, you're like a regular host with me now. Bitches. We're winding to the end of the show. We still need to figure out what our segments are going to be called when it's just me and you and not Matt with us.
Ask the people.
I'm not going to ask the people. I'd prefer that we come up with it. You said Blackie and Cheech, you racist bastard.
I didn't say Blackie and Cheech for the record. Not say Blackie and Cheech. Not my idea.
That means you'd be Cheech because Blackie is one of my nicknames growing up.
Where you from again?
Southern California, baby.
You were the blackest thing around.
The land of bleach blonde babes and bikinis and the greatest Mexican food you ever have.
Better than Mexico?
Yeah, because we don't cook dog.
It's not just the Chinese that cook dog.
No, dude. Mexicans are cooked dog. Fuck.
What? Why do the Chinese get so much flat?
Huh?
It's not even fair.
They have more dogs.
Everybody need a pet out there, huh?
Maybe it's because we cook chihuahuas. They're smaller dogs, so people don't really notice. I'm kidding. Somewhat.
Yeah, I noticed the last 2 hours. I'm looking at the fucker right now.
We need to find a title for our name for these episodes.
I'll think of one tomorrow.
Think of tomorrow. I had to post a shit today. Blackie and Beanie.
Blackie and Beanie?
Because I'm a bean. Black beans! Oh. You didn't like black beans?
I didn't.
Get it?
Yes.
Do you get it? You're not laughing.
Black beans is not good.
All right, well, give me something better.
Hey.
Well, if you can't think of it now, I'm just going to sign off, and then I'm going to think of the first thing that comes in my head, and that's what the name's going to be. Think.
Dos.
Dos negritos.
Dos negritos.
That's it. That's what we're calling it. Dos Negritos Special, Episode 1. Well, I think that's all the time we have here tonight. Me and Dev have been talking for an hour and 40 minutes. If you bared with us long enough. I'm your host, Anthony Shea, otherwise known as Nego. Joined by my co-host of the night, filling in for Mac Miller, Dev. This has been Dos Negritos here on Outfield Talk. Have a good night.